I tell everybody, I'm like, if you want to start, you know, figuring out your problems, see a counselor. And especially for Native youth, they're very accessible and free. I mean, if you're a residential school survivor from generations down, you can get it for free. If you have addictions in general, you can get it for free. Most cities have places for you to get free counseling. And that was a huge step for me, was just able to talk about my issues to someone who was experienced and someone who wasn't even in your life, you know? They give you like a clear point of view of where you're at and what your tendencies are as a person mentally, you know? And the mental is the hugest part to overcome. And your body just loves you for it. I remember just like, I kept waking up being like, I am in such a good mood all day. This is incredible. You know, I'm not upset. I'm not angry. Not like blaming someone. You know, I'm like fully just felt happier. I just felt my spirit lifted. And that was like the hugest thing that this is why I stay strong with no alcohol, is because I'm like, I don't ever want to feel my spirit sad again, or my spirit even walk away, you know, like. And it's really unfortunate how much young Native people actually end up committing suicide over alcohol. Like, it's so rampant and it still happens on so many reserves, you know. It's pretty like suicide and alcohol come hand in hand. Suicide in youth is very strong, and that's just so sad. It's unfortunate. Yeah. I mean, Vancouver's a pretty healthy place. I'm able to access through my work, like holistic healthcare. I have a herbalist. I have an acupuncturist. I talk to a nutritional counselor. I still see a counselor every day, even though it's been a long time since I've sobered up. I still see a counselor weekly, and she is an art counselor, and she helps me to just like keep things on track and keep things stable. And she's really excited about her baby. You know, she's like, oh, you're my success story in that way. And it's just beautiful to just like, even though I feel like I'm strong with sobriety, I still need counseling. Like, it's still something that, like, if you can access counseling, I tell all youth, just go talk to someone. Even if you don't like it, you can pick another person, you know, like, it just helps. Really lifts off, makes you feel normal, makes you feel like there's someone listening. And someone who understands, especially a Native counselor, is going to provide you with the, you know, more traditional side, not the colonial psychological bullshit side.